Chavez rises, Pinochet succumbs. With news of the passing of the aged former Chilean dictator, Augusto Pinochet, signals the end of an era in Latin America. The brutal dictatorship in Chile, marked by the rise of General Augusto Pinochet and the fall of President Salvador Allende, came on another September 11th, 1973. For on that date, the coup against Allende struck by the rabid betrayal of the military, led by a man appointed by Allende, his Minister of Defense, Pinochet. Upon the tragic fall of Allende, Pinochet plunged Chile into an ocean of blood. Thousands of Chilean activists, trade unionists, teachers, peasants were tortured, incarcerated, or killed. Over 200,000 people fled the country in terror. All during his reign of blood, he enjoyed the financial and political support of the U.S. and others in the West. Just days ago, we've seen the re-election of Hugo Chavez, the former army officer who attempted a coup against the corrupt and venal Venezuelan government. His coup failed, and he was imprisoned. But among the Venezuelan masses, they admired his courage and longed for a change from the crushing poverty to which they had become accustomed. The recent landslide win of Chavez marks a national referendum on his recent remarks before the United Nations. While the U.S. media railed against his words, where he hilariously told the U.N. General Assembly about the odor of sulfur that remained at the rostrum after the appearance of U.S. President George W. Bush, the election returns show that a wide majority of Venezuelans found no fault with his remarks. The popularity of Chavez and what he calls the Bolivarian Revolution shows a new phase in Latin American politics. It shows the rise of political forces that openly embrace the needs and interests of the poor. The passing of Pinochet and the tactics of state terror on behalf of the wealthy landed classes seems to be on the wane in a region that was once rife with such examples. A new book by leftist writer and editor Tariq Ali illustrates the social forces that brought Chavez into power and also the reasons why he's been returned to the Miraflores, or presidential palace. Ali's newest work, Pirates of the Caribbean, yeah, that's the title, Axis of Hope, is a brilliant bit of current history and Latin American studies, written by a man who has a keen eye for turning points in a nation's life. On the day of the U.S.-backed coup against Chavez, April 11, 2002, Ali describes a delicious discussion between soldiers outside the palace. So when, exactly a year before it invaded Iraq, the United States greenlighted the coup in Venezuela, the oligarchs were openly thrilled. A former president of the Chamber of Commerce, dilapidated even by Venezuelan standards, was dressed up as a presidential stooge. A few tame generals then ordered the arrest of Hugo Chavez, and he was taken to a military base. So far, so bad. As the news spread, anger grew in the barrios that surround Caracas, and the poor decided to march on the presidential palace, the Miraflores. Simultaneously, another equally significant event was taking place in the palace. With the Western media ready and waiting to introduce the bent president to the world as the savior of Venezuelan democracy, the New York Times had defended the coup as enhancing democracy, a general came out of the palace and spoke to the military band. He informed them that a new president was about to emerge and that they should strike up the national anthem as per usual. The soldiers questioned his orders. Angered by the disobedience, the general turned to the young bugler, an 18-year-old soldier, and instructed him to blow the bugle when he saw the new president. "Excuse me, General, but which president do you speak of? We know of only one, Hugo Chavez." A furious general told the bugler to obey orders. At this point, the bugler handed his instrument to the general and said, "You seem to be very keen on playing the bugle. Here it is. You play it." Now that's democracy. The combination of those two social forces, the rank-and-file military and of the poor who were on the march, led to the fall of the U.S.-backed coup and still supports the Bolivarian Revolution. There is a fresh wind blowing from the south. It smells like revolution. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.